For some time now, RNIB, along with other sighting loss charities, have been campaigning to have Network Rail install tactile markings on all railway platforms in Britain. Now, tactile markers allow blind and partially sighted people to know where the edge of the platforms are. Now, this comes after a fatality and several accidents at train stations. Now, today we are chatting with Michael Tornow from Glasgow, who had an incident at his local train station. So, tell me a little bit about the train station that you use. Is it a regular place? Are you familiar with the layout?
Yes, very familiar. I've been using the station for 15 years, so it's a small station. The particular problem with station design like Belgrove is where the platform is in the middle, there aren't features that would help a blind person guide themselves through the station and know that they're safe. So if there were two platforms, there would be a wall or a building edge, building line, something like that, which would indicate you're in a safe place and you're not approaching the edge of the platform.
So this particular station has no tactile markers at the moment, and you had an incident. Tell us what happened.
I got off a train and was walking towards the exit of the station, towards the stairs, and I think the station was quite busy. My guide dog is familiar with navigating the station. For whatever reason, I was just slightly too close to the edge on my right-hand side. The dog's on the left-hand side, and I just teetered over the edge, and I landed on my knees and my backside on the track. I understood what had happened very, very quickly and was aware and that I'd had to get out of danger as quickly as I possibly could. So I stood up and I tried to climb back up onto the platform. I couldn't because the platform height was actually about 2 metres and the side of the platform was completely smooth, so there was nothing to use as a handhold. And I was very, very, very lucky that other people at the station risked their own safety to help me back up, jump down, help me back up onto the platform. Given there was a train due in about 5 minutes' time, so very, very lucky that that happened and possibly would not be talking to you now if it hadn't.
It must have been quite frightening, although you were aware what had happened and you took action. You know, this was peak time when trains are coming through the station fairly regularly. It must have been quite frightening, especially when you found you were having difficulty getting back up again.
It didn't really, wasn't something that really occurred to me properly until I was actually back on the platform. You know, my immediate thoughts were just, there will be a train due at some point and I need to obviously get out of its way as quickly as possible.
And the public stepping in to help there, which was absolutely fantastic. What happened just after that incident? Did you go home or did you speak to any of the station staff?
It isn't the staff station, which is partly why I think it particularly should be prioritised for tactile paving, given that there isn't a staff presence at any time. I left the station and went home. I was in some pain, but didn't need to go to hospital or anything. My clothing was torn and I had, sort of blood on my knees and things. So I just went home and cleaned up. And I've since been in contact with ScotRail to let them know about this incident. And I also contacted the Office for Road and Rail to ensure that they would record it as well. But they aren't able to actually make a recording of it because they only appear to record sort of near misses like that if there's actually a need for medical attention. I didn't seek any medical help, so that wasn't an avenue that was open to me. ScotRail have been in contact with Network Rail because Network Rail have been installing the tactile paving at stations throughout the UK since the incident in London. They did indicate to me that Belgrove station wasn't a priority and that hasn't really changed since my experience.
You would think that an unmanned station with, as you say, a platform in between two tracks should be prioritised, especially if they know there are perhaps people who are blind or partially sighted that use that station.
That would have been my expectation. The methodology that they are using is that stations that are being prioritised are island platforms, but where there's tactile paving in existence partially in the station, and they seem to have selected stations where they think there might be blind and visually impaired people. I suppose what I find slightly bizarre is I am the evidence of a blind and visually impaired person using that train station, that is an island, that has no staff, that has express trains going through it, yet that doesn't seem to be as great a priority as, you know, some of these stations that have partial tactile paving already.
Do you do anything different now when you go back to use the station?
Since the incident, I now have, along with my dog in my other hand, I use my cane, because that way I at least can feel if I'm not, you know, because I'm very, very close to the edge. But the cane gives me just a bit more certainty. It doesn't remove the anxiety. If the tactile paving was provided there, then I wouldn't need to have the cane as well as the dog.
Not very encouraging that the station isn't being prioritised at the moment. Now, if you would like more information on the campaign to have the tactile markers installed, please go to rnib.org.uk. Michael, thank you very much for telling us your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.